Hit it.
Dear Chicago.
600.
Drove to Chicago.
I didn't care to give Chicago
600.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about 600?
Oh, yes.
Welcome to the 600 show. Bringing it to you from Chicago. Hopefully, there'll be a lot more.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Welcome.
This is Ricky.
600.
You're 600?
Yes.
We could just call you Methuselah, too, if that works.
No.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, just to let everyone know, if you're a new listener.
Yes, it is our
episode 600.
600.
We record out of Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois.
We are two 30-year-old... upper 30-year-old gay men who like to talk about cats, dogs, and panty liners.
Ew.
Stinky. And how we like
stinky panty liners.
And how we love for our animals to wear them.
Yes, because we do not want them to poop.
Or period. Staying all over the place. Anyway, thank you for listening. We appreciate your listenership. This is episode 600.
Welcome, Rainbow Radio, and all Rainbow our new Radio. Listeners.
Any new listener.
Yes.
Hellerp.
Hellerp.
Wait, there's a P now?
Yeah. Hellerp.
We say hellerp.
And also, just to say thank you to everyone, no one, and whoever bought items off of adamale.com.
We
really appreciate you guys reaching out to us and sponsoring us. Hopefully, we will continue that relationship. Hopefully, you cheap-ass motherfuckers bought something.
Right. And if you haven't, do it now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where we're going to go from here. It's like,
well, okay, so I have a couple. I have a couple specials to. We're going to start off my way today.
So your 600 is control. Roger's control. I like this.
Okay, so here's the first little.
You're at the top today.
Here's the first. Now I'm going to tell you. I have not listened to any of this, but here you go.
Wait, hold on.
You have to listen because I haven't listened to any of these. So I have a few of them. Stop it. Just listen.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
He's fucking nervous. Is what
I
he
left
is.
My coffee. Oh, over there.
Go get it. He's gonna take the entire table.
Because that's how white people do.
All right, here we go.
Well, hello there, Ricky, Foul Monkeys, Roger, Mark.
Is Mark part of Foul Monkeys now?
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying your name.
Wait a second. This isn't ex-mayor Ricky Burton, is it?
It's ex-mayor Ricky Burton, but it's a good thing that we're talking about Ricky Burton, dear.
Really?
Yes.
No, wait. Good thing and Ricky Burton in the same sentence.
It's a great thing.
Oh, okay. Great thing and Ricky Burton in the same sentence.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is Ed.
And Mark.
Yeah, you know, it's all about me podcast. But
it shouldn't have been Mark and Ed.
Yeah, I didn't want to go that route.
Oh, okay.
So you know what? We want to wish Ricky Burton. He's been doing this for 600 episodes. That's a lot of
600 episodes. Isn't that like you know, 30 years and 30 in gay years?
Yes. It's a long time. So you
congratulations, 600 episodes.
Big congrats. And I just want to say, you know, if it wasn't for the Foul Monkeys, dear, and another little shoe called Pot is My Co-Pilot, there would be no, it's all about me because I wanted to do a show like them. So Ricky is one of the big reasons.
So he's one of their big reasons.
He is. And he is one of my idols.
I thought he was one of your non-sexual crushes.
No, he's just one of my idols.
Oh, just one of your idols.
Yeah, him and Tom and a podcaster named Archer.
Oh, there you go.
So Ricky, I adore you and I thank you for all the episodes that you've given to me and to everybody.
And for the episodes that I've listened to, I've enjoyed listening to.
Of course. it's not just even Ricky, dear. It's Roger.
I love Roger.
It's Waylon and Brad. And
wasn't there some people before Waylon and Brad?
Yes, all of them.
And you have no idea who they are, do you?
Yes, I do. I just don't want to mention them.
Oh, okay.
It's best if we don't.
It's best if we don't mention them. But yes, congratulations, and we love you guys.
We do.
You're awesome, and we 600 more.
Or 600 more?
6,000 more.
6,000.
Yes, but then you have to retire, because if you do 6,000 episodes, Big Fatty's retiring after 3,000.
That's right. So. And Ricky's going to be a kept man now, so I don't know, maybe the provider won't let him do any more episodes.
Yeah, that's right. But congratulations on your nuptials. That's right. He is going to be pussy whipped.
He's going to whip.
So congratulations on 600, Ricky.
Congratulations. Love you so much.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Oh, that is so sweet.
They sounded really clear.
Yeah, I could hear their dogs.
Much better than their last episode.
How come I'm not a sexual crush? What the hell? Please and thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much for calling. That was very sweet. I hadn't heard. I guess Roger set this up to go to a different number or something, because they did not go to the Foul Monkeys hotline.
I have a little tricks up my sleeve.
You're a trick in a sleeve. That was really nice. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Mark and Ed. That was really nice of you.
Okay, on to the next surprise.
Hey, Roger. Hey, girl. It's Babalu from That's So Babalu. I wanted to congratulate you on the 600th episode for Foul Monkeys. Oh, and you too, Ricky. Congratulations. All right. Love you both. I love Roger more. Bye.
Now, you Mexicans stick together. Well, Mexicano / Cubanos.
Now, mind you, I did not listen to these. I only listened to one.
Thank you, Babalu. Why didn't you say it in Spanish?
I know, right? Okay, so here's another one. Now, this one's a little bit of a long one, but...
We love a long one.
Hey, Ricky and Roger, this is Taylor.
And Taffy.
And Babalu... No. Fuck. Hey, everybody, this is Taylor.
Everybody? Or Ricky and...
Hey, Ricky and Roger, this is Taylor.
And Taffy.
And Roger... And now Rodan isn't even here, and he is fucking up your congratulations for 600.
It's who he is. It's what he does.
Yes, we are here is to that congratulate R2-D2? The fact that Ricky finally got down to 600 pounds.
Congratulations. He's the next my 600 pounds story.
Ricky's always wanted to be famous, and now he'll be on the Learning Channel. Former home to, you know, classy shows, but now we have things like Sister Wives.
And Toddlers and Tiaras. Is that show even still on?
Toddlers and Tiaras kind of is another great name for Foul Monkeys when you think about it.
It really is.
And Taffy's not feeling well tonight. She was so excited about your 600th
episode.
600th episode that she decided to give blowjobs to the entire football team of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, God. Just
needs her golf Beeger clap. Voice.
What's a Beeger?
Oh. BJ.
A Beeger, so a Beeger voice is someone who gives lots of head?
Beeger voice, yes.
I've never heard that before.
I'm teaching you things on other people's podcasts now.
I said I was channeling Suzanne Plachette realness. Not that Ricky will know who Suzanne Plachette is.
I was going to say, Ricky won't know who Suzanne Plachette is. Get real.
I brought out my drag voice just for Richard. That's why. And Tony.
Aww.
Except Tony's not on the show. It's Roger.
Roger. Oh, I loved Roger. Roger was lots of fun in Vegas.
Oh, so much that you forgot who he was.
I had wedding on the mind, I guess. Don't fuck with me. I'm compromised.
Okay, just because you're able to enunciate with a ball gag in your mouth does not make you compromised. Thank you very much. So, Ricky, Roger, congratulations on 600 wonderful episodes.
You're awesome. We love you. We bow at your feet.
We
genuflect in your general direction.
We adore you. Oh, and
Rodan just got on. In.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Except that Rodan, all right, hold please.
do,
add him to the call and then.
Never.
Hot mess.
Always impressive.
Hello.
Hold on, he's not. Okay. Hello. Rodan.
So not only is he delayed but interrupting, but he's not there.
All right, guys, we love you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You're awesome. We'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
We are Pod as my co-pilot.
For those of you who don't listen to our show, this is what you can expect weekly. a well done professional show.
Congratulations.
Bye, guys. We love you.
All right, so that was the first one. They sent us a redo, so.
Oh, okay. I want to respond to something right now. I love it. It made me laugh. It was so funny. But I love that Rodan is like the Parks and Recreation Jerry.
Oh, Rodan. You always fuck up everything. It's not even right, Rodan.
Well, you know,
poor Jerry.
He's on that Southern time. Yeah. Slow people time.
Wait. Taylor and Taffy are more Southern than he is right now. They're more in the South. Well, that's not really the South.
Right, well, he can't. Well, isn't his boyfriend from Louisiana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did live there.
Yeah. So South.
Mm. Yeah.
It's pretty South. Okay. So let's listen to the next one.
Okay. This is a redo.
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Okay. Well, we're back
again.
Certain people decided that they wanted to be a part of this
again.
Late to the game, while we sat and waited. I literally said,
"Oh, I'm sorry. Oops, that was my fault. My bad."
One.
We're starting all over. Sorry.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Okay. Well, we're back.
Again,
certain people decided that they wanted to be a part of this.
Just for mention, we wanted to hear Rodan being scolded again.
Right.
Again. Late to the game while we sat and waited. I literally said earlier today, it'll be like a 10-minute thing. It's already 8:17 and we're just recording now with Rodan.
Hi.
The Johnny come lately.
Johnny come barely is more like it from what I heard. Drip, drip, drub.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a puppy.
Okay, we're not doing it.
That's not been my problem.
Oh, so you want to talk about your vast amounts of semen on the 600th episode of Foul Monkeys?
Yes, you did.
Why not?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the buckets of cum that Rodan releases thinking about the 600th episode.
Nothing says Ricky Burton more than buckets of cum.
No, nothing says Ricky more than dumpster of cum.
Congratulations, Foul Monkeys.
Have you guys ever been with somebody who like way overcame?
We're not actually doing a podcast right now.
If you have to swallow more than three times, that's too much.
Oh,
really?
That's too much.
Topic for Foul Monkey 600 this episode. How much cum have you swallowed in one particular situation, boys? Discuss.
Not enough.
A tree guzzler doesn't have to come up for air.
Oh, that is very true, Rodan.
Rodan family flag. That's the family's life
motto.
It's
a snorkel. It's a snorkel and a mask.
That's not mayonnaise in that jar.
Okay. Oh.
Congratulations.
Yes, okay. Congratulations.
We love you. We're sorry.
Rodan, say congratulations, please.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, Ricky.
Yes, the reason we're here. You're...
And Roger.
Well, how long has he been around? I mean, isn't it like congratulations, Ricky, and your innumerable co-hosts?
Well, yes, actually. I think you're probably right. Rodan does make a valid point.
He's been through one co-host every 50 episodes.
Okay, never mind. We're not doing an actual show. Okay. So, all right. So we've all said congratulations, so we can all go do other things now, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Congratulations. Okay. Well, we're back.
It does make a valid point.
Sorry.
He's been through one co-host every 50 episodes.
Sorry.
Has it been? Okay, never mind. We're not doing an actual show. Okay. So, all right. So we've all said congratulations, so we can all go do other things now, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Congratulations, guys, once again.
Congratulations.
We are pod is my co-pilot. We are pod.
Okay. All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, so one thing I love have to that say, this was the roast of Ricky Burton. Right? Wait, turn your volume down on your, because when you get messages, it's going through.
Yeah.
Sorry, being bossy time.
Bossy bottom.
I love that it was a Ricky Burton roast and a Rodan roast.
Yeah. Very appropriate. Oh, but the fun does not stop there.
Oh my God, there's more?
Okay, hold on. Because this one, and all right, let's see. This one's on my phone.
Ooh, they called your personal line?
Because I got a like that.
Okay.
I got fans that I'm multiplying. Mm-hmm.
Fans in quotation marks.
Fans like Honeywell. All right, let's get this here. I'm done. All right. And I have not listened to this one. So, and this is a listener that we haven't heard in a while. So I hope you appreciate. Oh,
I love a listener we haven't heard in a while.
Okay. And go.
This is Brady. First time caller, a long time listener from the great New York City. Congratulations on so many milestones. First, the upcoming nuptials. It's a wonderful moment and a long overdue for you and all of us. One of the happiest days of my life. Happened on the courthouse steps in Lower Manhattan in November 2012. And secondly, we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. Your 600th episode. You've been a part of my life for years, and you didn't even know my name. Through 600 episodes, I've listened to tales of your friends, your rants, your relationships, your rants, your moves, your rants, your relationships, your rants. Your love of animals, which I'm completely on board with and was a proud supporter of your wounds surgery. And did I say your rants? All right. The 600 episodes. I know they're even funny all the way through because, come on, girls, let's face it, you're no Taylor T. Latte boy. You can't reel up in here. Your 60 co-hosts. I've enjoyed the ride. Keep it up. And, you know, while I have your attention, I have one request. Technical skills and creative editing. It's 2002, honey.
It's 2002.
Love you. Mean it. Keep it up. I've enjoyed the ride and looking forward to the next 600.
Oh my God, that was so nice.
Very nice.
Who was it? What was his name? Brady?
Yes, Brady.
Aww.
And then to our last one.
Wait, I want to respond.
Go ahead and respond.
That was so nice. Thank you very much. That was really exciting. And you've been listening for a long time.
I know.
And I don't really have that many rants.
Can't talk. Hello, Taylor. Am I doing the show with Taylor?
Yeah. All right, I don't have that many rants, but I have, well, maybe I have, but let's get it together. Let's get this real. Ain't nothing changing about the recording of the show. We ain't adding anything. We ain't subtracting anything. If anything, we're dividing it by hope.
Right. A fucking hope and a dream. All right, and here's the last one. I actually listened to this one. All right, so let's bring it up. And there you go.
I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Hello, Ricky and Roger. It is Terry. And my goodness, 600 episodes. Congratulations. It has been so entertaining listening to the show for all these years. From the very first time that I found Ricky, I've been listening, and there was a small hiatus that I kind of fell away from the show, but I came back, and I have to say, I love it. I've just, every episode you guys put out, either has me cracking up, or I don't know, but there is no shortage of you two putting songs in my head, and I hate you for that, and I love you for that. But I mean, 600 shows, that's pretty good. That's a lot of hours spent
lusting after Ricky's, listening to Ricky's voice. You guys are fabulous. And don't worry, Poppy. Trust me, I lust after your voice to Roger because how you durin'. Anyhow, I hope you guys continue to put out many more shows. I absolutely love listening to it. You guys are my favorite podcast. You are definitely my longest running podcast. I look forward to that update every week when I see that new episode available and ready to go. And then I get in the car. You make the drive time so much more bearable. So thank you both for putting this show on. Obviously, you do it for no money because we know, because you, I mean, the whole topics of the show is asking for money and weight loss. I guess we're going to have to start talking about weddings now. Oh, my God. But congratulations, seriously. I love the show. I look forward to hearing you guys all the time. And outside of the show, you guys are great guys to talk with. And I hope one day to make it up to Chicago so we can hang out. Or if you guys make it to Dallas and we can hang out. Maybe have a few drinks and we really hang out. Wink, wink.
Oh. I mean, just dirty.
Sorry. My mind isn't going to places. I should stop. Anyhow, I'm rambling now. And I just wanted to say I love you guys. Keep putting on a great show.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Oh my God, he has a good voice.
He does. So that is.
I'm really surprised that it was. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't expecting that to come out of him. Yes. No, I've seen other things come out of him.
Yeah. Talk about cum dumpster. It's getting hot here. So that,
oh my God, that
is my gift to you. I reached out to them and asked them to do these special things for us. So congratulations on 600 shows. I'm happy to be a part of the show and can't wait to be a part of many more.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Where's the other calls?
I don't know if they're congratulating. Those I did not.
Actually, you know, you are the, I think, believe the first co-host that has ever surprised me like that.
Aw, thanks. I try to please.
And then what I say to you today, You said you had a few surprises for me.
I told him, I said, so I have a few surprises for him. He goes, oh, is one of them you leaving the show? Mean. Now I hope he feels really guilty after all those voicemails. Your checks are in the mail, you guys.
Oh, thank you very much, everyone. I really appreciate it. That's really nice of everyone. You know, it feels nice to know that, you know, people enjoy you and people continue to listen because they're probably forced to at gunpoint.
Right. By whom? We don't know, but
it just happens. I know it.
Right. iTunes.
No, iTunes does what like you, U2 did with their album. It just automatically makes
you do it. Oh, with the U2 album?
Ugh. Yeah. And before you can answer any text messages or anything, it forces you to listen to our show.
Right. Right. I wish it was like that, damn it. All right, so I think we have a couple more voicemails. Are we going back to the 17th, right? Is that the one we're the first one?
Yeah, play it. We'll see.
All right. And here we go. Is it? Oh,
really?
Sorry.
Are we good? Charles or GBearTracker65 on Twitter.
Hold on, we're starting over. Sorry. And there we go.
Hello, Ricky and Roger. This is Charles, or GBearTracker65 on Twitter, calling to say, well, you know, your podcast is really cool, and to officially enter into the great 2015 Kathy Bacon Foul Monkeys contest. So thanks for mentioning me on the show. That was really cool. And look forward to listening and further chatting with you on Twitter. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you very much. We do have you entered into the contest already. So
yes.
So far we have three people and we'll announce who they are. Well, you're one of them. So congratulations. Yes. You're in the contest.
You're in the running for America's Next Top Foul monkey ear.
Pooflinger.
Gosh,
why you gotta be so stupid?
Pooflinger.
Is the one from the 14th? Did we play that one? No, I don't think we played that one because we recorded on the 14th. No. So it came in later.
Okay, so we'll play that one then. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to. This is Kathy.
Oh no, we did play
that.
It.
Yeah, because that was her. That was her. Doing the.
The Kathy Bacon contest.
Yes, the contest. So moving along, let's see.
We did get an email from Bryce Lee Wynn, who is also into the
contest. And we also have to say that he also entered for the Big Brother contest. Right. And it came in that day, so we'll send him out something.
Right, and someone else sent us one afterwards, too.
Who?
So, Anne Marie Parker. She sent us one as well.
Oh, that's perfect. We'll send you guys out something.
So, Bryce Lee says, hi there, you guys. Bryce here from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, Tennessee? Chattanooga?
Huge fan. Here is my top five list of people I would love to see on Celebrity Big Brother USA. Number one. Which is fucking amazing. Janice Dickinson, former supermodel.
Top model of the world. Let's be clear here. Top model of the world.
Teresa
Giudice.
Yeah. From The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Well, she can't play right now because she's in jail.
Yeah. She's up in that jail.
Perfect. Lindsay Lohan.
She seems to be a very popular one. I think she's kind of becoming a little too predictable.
Yeah. Former actress. Oh, she's still acting. She's doing like plays and stuff.
Oh, she's still acting? Real life. That's what she's acting.
Spencer Pratt of Laguna Beach fame. Oh, is that the one that's married to that other girl?
Yes. A train wreck.
They're like famous because they're rich.
No. They're Spencer Pratt married one of the girls from the Laguna Beach era. And she got like a ton of plastic surgery and then they went
broke. They're like hot messes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Lack of a better word, yes.
The last one he put on here was Tyler Oakley, who's a YouTube star.
I do not like him.
Really?
He irritates the shit out of me.
Why?
Because he brings nothing.
I don't know. He's pretty famous. He brings something to somebody.
Well, he's only famous because he's putting out bullshit YouTubes.
Oh, and look at us.
Right. Well, we're not talking about us.
Right.
All right. We're going to go to Anne Marie Parker. And she submitted her five. And, she submitted six.
Yeah.
Which I think, okay. Yeah, which is fine. The more the merrier. So her first pick is Gary Busey, which he was already on the UK celebrity one. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj. You know, I get why you would put her on there. I kind of agree, but she's a little bit too. She's not she's messy too famous. Enough. Yeah, like she's not
still
messy.
Too famous.
Yeah. Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who that is.
He's the guy from that show where people ate nasty shit.
Oh, God. Oh, he's a dick. Mm. Okay. Spencer Pratt again, which I agree.
That's two people.
Yeah.
He must be hot mess of enough to be on there.
Oh, he's like short fuse. Totally. Abby Lee Miller.
Love it.
She would whoop them into shape.
They would all be dancing for her. And she'd be showing them how to dance, but just standing there.
Right.
Because God knows she does not dance.
Well, I mean, look at the little girl that she put in Sia's music videos. I mean, come on. And the last but not least, Tara Reid.
I love her.
She is really messy, you guys. I've met her before, and oh God, I've told that story already. But that one is a pretty good pick. Okay, so we have two more voicemails that we have to get through, and I think they're this. I don't know if it's sent it through twice, but
we're gonna put Anne Marie Parker in there too for the contest.
Yes. So we're going to go ahead and play this one.
And send us your address so we can send you something.
Hey, Kitty Girls. This is Jesse, long-time listener, first-time caller. I am from the Southwest, currently, originally from the Pacific Northwest. Sad story in Arizona. Beautiful place, terrible people. Anyways, I was calling to say hello. I'm a couple episodes behind as in regards to giving my two cents. Okay, girls, do not, and I repeat, do not sign up for Pen Pals with no parishioners. And the reason why I say this is from personal experience. I am from a Latino family, 5 generations, no speak of Spanish, can cook you some rice though. I have a cousin. He, of course, is in prison and has been for the past 8 years, probably, give or take. So I reached out to this fool and, you know, found him on the little, you know, pen pal prison. And I was like, you know, hey, you know, older cousin, this is your little cousin. I'm all grown. Reaching out, saying hi, thought about you. And, you know, a couple weeks later, I get a letter. And, you know, it's addressed to me, and it's from somebody I have no idea who. Okay, so I open it up, and there's pictures of this giant, gorgeous chocolate man, and he's going on in his letter about how he purchased my address and my information from my cousin, and my cousin was going on and saying how, you know, my little cousin, he, you know, he's gay, and he wrote me, you know, do you want to buy his information? So this man is telling me how he wants to find the love of his life. He's getting out in a couple months.
Oh, hell
no. You know,
he
wants to get his life straight, and he just wants a boo that, you know, can be at his side. Okay. I had been at that point in already 2 years into my relationship. We are now going on 4 years, and I was scared shitless. I was like, okay, there's going to be this giant man knocking on my door when he gets out in 2 months, thinking that we're going to live our life together. It was the most scariest damn thing ever. Good thing that our lease was up and we moved to a different part of town. Well, let's say a city. So we were living in Seattle. So, you know, give you an idea that, you know, he wasn't, you know, just going to come cruise on through town and find me sitting down at Piggly Wiggly.
All right, so his message cut off. That's why we got the second one.
Okay,
so this is part. Wait,
before you play it,
this is part two. This would be part two of that.
Oh my god!
Now I'm a little nervous.
What if
I don't want no fool that's getting out in like 2 months to be like, we're gonna be married. I'm coming to pick you up in about 2 months.
You're having my babies, right? And by babies, all my semen up all up in you.
Yeah, wow, that's scary. All right, let's listen to the second part of the message. All right,
let's listen to it. See how hard it is? It's not
that really, bitch. That is the shortest damn message system ever. I will go ahead and end it off by saying, you know, it's going to be choppy as hell if you do use it, but either way, just take it as forewarning. It can to see between you two gals, you know, you don't want to get ripped out from the inside out by some, you know, ex-con trying to look for his next boo. And you know, Ricky, they go head over heels for, you know, little ginger bears like yourself. But I love you guys. Love the podcast. Roger, I had listened long before. We were graced with your presence. I will admit, I learned to love you, learned to appreciate you, and both you guys, please keep up the great work. Okay, bye.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. Thanks for calling. We need you to leave more voice messages. Right. More messages.
We do need a system that, like, you can leave longer messages.
Yeah, because that kind of sucks.
We can't control that. It's yeah, Google. It's the Google number.
It's Google it.
Goggle it.
Wow. Oh, that is a very interesting thing to think about, by the way. That's kind of scary. I did think about that, though, when Urban Guy T.O., when I had asked him to send me that stuff, I did think about that because I have heard, I've seen enough SVUs.
I've seen all of them.
Yeah, I've seen enough SUVs.
You like and the shirt?
I do. It's a Pitbull shirt.
Yeah, you see what it says on the sign?
Pitbulls, they will steal your heart. Beware. Oh, aw, that's cute. It's a very colorful shirt.
Loves it.
You should take a picture of it and use it as artwork for the 600 show.
No, it's going to be Grim Reaper.
Oh, goddamn.
Dead.
Bitter. What time?
We haven't even got on our Trello list yet. I kind of love that.
What's our time?
It is. We have just hit 35 minutes.
Oh, shit.
So I mean, we got like some stuff to talk
35
about.
35 minutes of nothing but goddamn voicemails. That's amazing.
We need that every week.
Oh. So, so you fans that called, we need you guys to call in a little more often.
So the contest so far for the bacon contest,
yes.
We have Bryce Lee Wynn, Charles S. We have Crystal Volts, who added us on...
her subscription?
Unsubscription.
Yes.
She added us on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Amory Parker because we love her, and we just stuck her on there because we love
her. Yes, we love her.
We'll stick Jesse on there too.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse, for calling. That was so sweet of you.
Oh, but we should add Taylor All Them.
No, that was special.
But
no.
Miss Bacon said if anybody called it, 600.
No. Nope. Yeah. Oh, we'll add Brady because he did congratulate us on your nuptials and... Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got all of it up in there.
I mean, he's
I kind of loved his message because I haven't really heard. Well, I'd never heard from him before. So
he called us when we did our live show when we did the last live show where when we drank the Mariah water, the butterfly water.
No, that was Pride 48.
No, oh, no. My God.
One before called, that. It was yes. Pride 48 in June.
Yes, he called. He called us when we were in your bedroom, and I think it was like one of the first live shows that I did, because I remember him calling and congratulating us. It was like one of the very first live shows that we did.
Well, you know, I get so many calls that I can't remember any of them. I get so many people contact me. Like, my full time job is answering emails.
Thank you. That's what I had to do with everyone calling
him on. We'll put the Pot is My Co-Pilot crew on there.
All right. We'll send them a big dildo.
It's not like they're going to win.
Right. Right. Collectively, they all make a... Well, I mean, just along with Huffington, she makes enough money for everybody.
We got Terry. Who else called?
It was Terry, Pot is My Co-Pilot.
Mark and Ed.
Brady. And that was, and then Jesse, and then,
Jesse's girl,
Charles.
He's Jesse's girl.
Oh,
have you heard Mary Lambert's version of that song?
No,
it's pretty good. You should.
She's married to what's his face, right?
Who?
Mary Lambert.
No, she's lesbian.
Oh, okay. Oh no, I have not heard. I was mixing her with Miranda Lambert.
Oh. Oh, yeah, she's married to a country star. But
yeah, she's married to what's his face from
Toby
The
Keith?
Voice. No.
Oh, the country guy?
Yes. She's married to... name? Fuck, and I think he's hot. Oh. Goddamn, I can't...
I know who it is.
Yes.
Him and Adam Levine have been getting it on for years.
Yes. They're
which
homos.
I would see that. I'd pay. Wouldn't you?
No? I'm not sure. Maybe. I feel like my voice is... Oh, Blake Shelton. There you go. I like my
the
voice
Blake
is really high.
So thank it's you, everyone, for the 600th episode. Really appreciate it. That was a big surprise for me. I did not know that this was coming.
That was because you have a really, really good friend here. And a really good co-host.
Where? have they came yet?
Yeah. Damn near a best friend here.
So we're going to start talking about the Trello.
Sure. Let's move on to the Trello.
You have the our Chili's experience, which is probably one of the saddest things we could ever say because it shouldn't be Chili's at all, ever. But we sometimes have to get in our suburb food, you know, so, chain restaurants.
Yes. So we this is so fucking stupid. So we end up going to Ricky was off on Monday for, what was it,
President's Day. It's a stupid holiday to be off, but I was.
Oh. 600. And so we went there, and he was like, hey, what are you doing for lunch? And I'm like, well, just, you know, probably eating here at work. And he's
no,
like,
you said.
What did I say?
You were going to Trader Joe's. And I was
like. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I was going to go to Trader Joe's.
Who eats grass for lunch? Right.
So I was like, he's like, you want to go to Chili's? I'm like, sure. I'm bringing my coworker Jules with us. And he's like, all right. So we go up there.
Already there. Already got the drinks ordered for him.
Yeah, he's got everything pretty much set up so that, you know, because I have an hour lunch, but it they're very slow during lunch hours.
But you'd think they'd be really quick because right, most of the like people there
nobody there. For some reason, though, it was a little busy, wasn't it? Like, it seemed like it was busy
yeah.
on our section, maybe. But anyway, so we get there and we have all the stuff ready to eat, pretty much. I think it's just we're ready to go to order and everything. The waitress puts our order in and she just, she was very nice, but she was really
airheaded.
Slow.
She was kind of airheaded. Like, I just smoked a joint like 40 minutes ago.
Right.
And I'm kind of hungry. So I'm just going to ignore you guys.
Right. And then she, well, then not only that, but she ignored the people that came in, those two older couple, and they ended up leaving.
They were, yeah.
I mean, they were a little bit because they had gotten there for, they were there for maybe like 5 minutes and they'd gotten up and they were being like, what?
Your volume's on. I hear things going off.
Oh.
Oh, sure. Why do I even have these on anymore?
I don't know, but good thing you heard that. Anyways, so I'm like, what? I was like, what? This is ridiculous. And I'm like, so I tell her because I think we got like, I had a timer on because I was like, I didn't want us to be late. So I tell her.
Which is you'll never hear a Latino say.
No.
I mean, I don't know what was happening because they're late to everything.
And so I was like, well, we were already late to work, luckily. Right. But anyways, that's beside the point. So I tell the lady, it's like, I think it's, we have like 20 minutes left. And I tell the lady, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, we've been there already for a good 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we have 20 minutes left. It's going on like 15 minutes. And I tell her, hey, I was like, we're on lunch. Is there any way that you, and I said it in the most nicest way possible.
Yeah, this is how you said it. I don't mean to be a dick, but we're on lunch. We kind of need our food right now.
I did not say that. I did, however, say, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick, but we are on lunch and we need to hurry up because we only have a couple minutes left. So she was like, oh, yes. She's like, I'll go back. And she's like, your order's almost done. And I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, first of all, Ricky had a soup and salad.
Not that hard.
So it wasn't that hard. Throw some fucking lettuce and some cheese and some carrots. And
get
done.
A ladle. And get a ladle.
Right. And then the soup. And I had pretty much the same thing. And then Jules had quesadillas that I'm sure were done way before. She still takes another 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I look over to Jules and I'm like, we're literally going to have to scarf this down because we don't have we don't have that time. So she comes back. She brings us the food finally. And we're sitting there eating. And I was like, can you split our checks or whatever and bring us our checks so we could have that already?
She got your sandwich wrong.
First of all, she got my sandwich wrong. Wasn't what I ordered. Second of all, she brings me back my bill and it wasn't the correct bill. And it was I had gotten a lunch special, which you can get like a half sandwich and a soup, and it's $6. And she ended up charging me for the soup. So I was pissed already because I'm like, first of all, you got the wrong order, and then you're gonna charge me for the fucking soup. So then I ask her, I'm like, I tell her, I'm like, hey, I was like, this is wrong. I shouldn't be charged for the soup because I got it with the meal.
Right.
And she was like, oh, let me look at that. Let me see what I can do. I'll be right back. I'm like, what do you mean what you can do? Like,
this shit should be $6.
It should be $6 plus my fucking drink. And that's it. And she comes back and she still charges me the fucking soup. So I was like, I don't have time to argue. We're already late. I had to pay $2 for the fucking parking because we ended up leaving later than the
which you're lucky you didn't get a ticket because you parked in the hour spot, right?
Right. And then I fucking have to, and then so I have to pay the $2.99 for the fucking soup. Now, granted, that's not a big of a deal. Like, I don't care. But it was just like the principle of the matter. I'm like, this is the reason why we don't come here for lunch anymore.
She was up late studying.
Whatever she was horrible. And the worst part about it is like she was doing everything with like this nice like face. So you couldn't really
be mean to her.
Be really upset with her, but I was so annoyed.
So annoying.
Needless to say, I did call the manager and I was supposed to hear back from him and I still haven't heard. And it's been a week almost. So
Tomorrow
I'm gonna call and I'm gonna be like, it's been a week and I've been expecting a call from you and I have not heard from you, so I'm gonna call and I'm gonna get that entire, actually I should call
the 800 customer service number.
I should do that, and I should actually call my Chase bank and be like, you need to refund that because they didn't provide the service we're supposed to. So I gave her a $2 tip, fucking bitch. I'm like out like $6 already for this fucking meal that was only supposed to be $6. Fucking asshole. So mad.
So mad.
So mad.
So mad. Anyways, let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Girl. This is not even on the Trello. I was so upset. I come home from work. You know, I'm trying to get my music together for the wedding.
Oh my God. Yes. We need to talk about that.
I'm trying to get the music ready for the wedding. I'm pretty much doing like just an all mix of 80s, 90s, and 2000s music, you know, for the reception. Mm-hmm. Tony and I are still trying to decide on the song we want to dance to and the song we want to play for, like, you know, loved ones that aren't there and all that stuff. Girl. What's wrong?
No. I got a spam and it was funny. Anyways, go ahead.
Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm like, okay, I need to get this done. Please tell me why.
My blood pressure is already high.
I'm starting to sweat. Why is it that I plug in my portable external hard drive and the shit won't mount onto my computer? Doesn't turn on. Can't hear it moving. I instantly started to cry because I was like, even though Kevin told me, well, why are you about to cry? You have all your music backed up on iTunes Match. And I'm like, oh yeah. But that was like 4 days later after this happened. I was stressing the hell out.
Yeah.
Because it has all my music on it, like all like tax documents and all that stuff. And I'm like, holy shit, I need this to work. So I'm like trying to look online, trying to find it. And people are like, oh, it's probably the power supply. It's power supply. And you know, you just plug it into USB, so it's portable. So I go on Saturday to Best Buy. I talk to the geek squad. Roger, guess what?
It's dead.
No, it was only the USB wire. Oh.
Yay! So it works. Yeah, well, that's good.
Oh my God, I was so stressed. I was like, I've been trying to put together this music and I cannot do it if I don't have it.
Well, you know, and it's really hard to do something like that on, like, I feel like, oh, I guess you have to, because you have it where it only opens if you have your USB connected, like me.
Right.
So I did the same thing.
Yeah. So you know what I'm doing now?
You know what I have? I'll show you after the show is over. I'll show you what I have. I carried in the little plastic that came in so that it doesn't, like, if it moves, it doesn't, like, shake it. Mm-hmm. And it's inside a little makeup bag. Because I'm so terrified that it's going to break. And because I don't have iTunes Match. And so if that fucks
girl,
up...
it's $25 a year. You should do it.
The only problem with that is because I borrow from the internet a lot.
It doesn't matter. Oh, they still upload it.
Yeah? Oh, I'll think about it. I heard really mixed reviews and not on the good side. Like, a lot of them were really... They weren't... Like... A lot of the reviews weren't necessarily like negative. They were just, they weren't good. And I don't know if it's because, you know, it was when it first started, like the service was first, you know, brought to light, or just an overall, like,
well,
I don't know.
I can tell you, it makes me nervous. I like just keeping things on the cloud. I don't trust the cloud. Not that. Well, yeah, I kind of trust that someone else is going to get my information, but I kind of feel like that what happens when it starts to rain and there's no more clouds. You know what I'm saying? where is my stuff? Because if my backup, my portable hard drive fails,
no, but
and
I mean,
then the
but,
cloud but, starts to rain and comes tumbling down.
Well, but that's the whole point as to why you should have a backup. So
what,
that
you
way,
know what I'm doing?
What?
You know what I'm doing? I'm getting another portable hard drive.
And have
and
that as a backup?
Plug both of them in at both times. And every time I update something, it's going to get updated on the other one.
Yeah, that's the reason why
end
you
up
should...
in iTunes or iTunes Match,
yeah,
Dropbox, wherever I can put it, it's going.
I mean,
you know, Dropbox is really helpful. Like, I was kind of skeptical about it, but it's a really cool tool to like share stuff with.
It is. I need to share with you Madonna's album so you can listen to it.
I have it already.
The full one?
Mm-hmm. I'm the one that told you about it.
Oh, so you downloaded it?
Yeah,
okay.
I've listened to a few of it, but.
But you know, no, I'm not familiar with Dropbox enough to really be comfortable using it.
It's cool.
I mean, like that one time I sent you that album. I mean, it took me,
which
a
is the
to,
same thing as making a CD and sending it to me, which is legal.
Yes. before anybody, even though I did borrow that from the internet,
I did not know that when I accepted it. So that's not my problem. That's all on you.
Anyway, speaking of problem that is not yours, I got a fucking ticket the other day.
Speeding ticket?
Yeah, no.
Well,
no, not speeding.
Rolling stop?
Yes, at a fucking, it's in Skokie nonetheless, and it's $100.
That's where I got my ticket. I had to go to court on Tuesday.
Oh, are you talking about the texting ticket?
Yes.
See, I didn't get caught for that. Mine was a camera ticket. Because I made a right on a no turn on red.
Oh.
But see, I didn't see that because it didn't say no turn on. Actually, I should contest it because it didn't say no fucking.
But
no.
You had still have to come to a complete stop.
No, I did because it shows me my brake lights are on in the picture.
Uh-huh.
But the light was green for them to turn. And it didn't say no turn on red in the corner. So I turned because there was no cars coming and I had a fucking ticket.
Oh yeah, if they don't have a sign that says no right, no turn on red.
Yeah. I'm totally gonna contest that. Thank
you.
So I
went to court.
Thank you.
I went to court on Tuesday to get my driver's license back that was taken away from me on Christmas Eve.
That was Chris Baby Jesus' gift to you.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what? But wait a minute. Before you continue, that was a sign from someone up above to get you to not text while you're driving, even though you were at a stop. It was a reminder that you should not do that anyway.
Right. Go ahead. And I've worked on it.
Yes.
I've worked on it.
I saw enough videos that I'm working on it too, because I have a tendency to like answer while I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. And don't give me this bullshit. Use Siri, use CarPlay. No, that fucking shit doesn't work.
So it's not as efficient.
As soon as it gets perfect, I'll fucking use it.
Yeah, totally.
But nothing's better than my finger.
Wow. On so many levels. Wait. So that was a good segue.
Wait, I didn't finish talking about my court case.
Tell your story. I'm sorry.
So Tuesday, apparently this police officer had a bunch of texting tickets.
Oh,
like
God.
That was his day that he was giving
I
tickets
hate
out.
Fucking off. You know what? Stop fucking trying to pull over people for some petty shit. Although I agree, and I don't want to get any emails or phone calls for this. We don't get them anyway. But don't tell me, you know, about that shit. Don't be that cop that just does that. It's like, what? Go fucking solve some crime in the South.
Well,
side.
It makes it hard because he was a young, black, gorgeous police officer in a uniform.
Was he at least nice to you?
No, he told me Merry Christmas as he takes my driver's license. He was not fucking nice to me.
Wait, you don't have a get out of jail card from your insurance? No, we don't have. I don't have that. I don't have that anymore. It's a bond car. So that a bond card. So that instead of giving your driver's license, you give the bond card and they take that.
Oh, well, they don't take your driver's license anymore. It changed in 2015, January 1st, 2015.
Oh, what do they do now?
You just get the ticket and you go.
Oh, is that a law now? That
yeah,
they won't
they don't take,
take
your driver's license. Unless it's like maybe like certain things they do. But,
oh, I didn't know that. Well, this fucking camera that took my picture.
But the good thing about that is it doesn't go to your insurance company.
Yes, correct.
So so
he's
I get
there.
To the courthouse.
Yes, so
he's
there.
Uh-huh. All in his chocolatey lovely self. Got some stuff going on up in the junk. I'm like, oh don't
he was
remember
presenting?
This for Christmas. He obviously was hiding his Christmas gift that night.
Right.
He actually didn't even, he never came up to talk to the judge because it was me and the prosecutor. And the judge said, do you have it? Because I got a ticket for not having insurance also.
Why?
Because,
wait.
Because the Latino who refuses to leave the apartment without the correct insurance card in the car left the insurance card
in the
on the
car.
Table in the mail.
Oh.
And conveniently forgot his password to go online. Because you can show, if you don't have a card, you can show him on the app.
I've done that because when I got pulled over for making on you weren't supposed to turn before 6 and it was 5:55, 5:56, and I made a left.
Rude.
And I didn't have my job. I mean, like, I didn't have an updated one. So mm-hmm. I was like, here, let me look up on my. I was so pissed. Anyway, go ahead.
So the judge was really cool. He was like, prosecutor, did he have current insurance? The prosecutor's, yes, he had current insurance. He was like, okay, ticket waived. He was like, and how do you plead about the texting and phone charge? And I told him, I was like, well, I wasn't texting. I was just reading, but the phone was in my hand. And then the judge is like, prosecutor, do people that are honest get ticket fees? And he's like, you know, judge, it's completely up to you. He's like, okay, well, since you were honest today, and like the five people ahead of me, like refused to say they were texting because they all got tickets. And they were all found guilty. He said,
so basically what you're saying is honesty gets you pardon, well, a pardon.
A little bit, because I still had to pay $194 to have this done, but my license on what they call supervision license. Uh-huh. So for 4 months, just as long as I don't get a ticket, it'll just go away.
Yeah.
It won't go into insurance. So I'm like,
which
okay.
is a typical, like, I think that they typically do that for right. most people.
The first time.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool. The judge was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, if he has to turn around and ask the prosecutor, oh, so does honesty get you off a little
right.
bit? You know, he got a little.
I thought he was trying to be a smart ass and be like, you know, sorry, $350. Oh, because it's about $350 to pay for everything.
Oh, my God. It's and then you have to pay it right there.
No, he said, do you need a little time to pay your ticket? And I was like, no, I can pay it today. Which then I paid. It took me longer to pay the ticket
than it did
to
in
sit
court.
In the cashier's office than it did actually in court. And then
always,
you know, and of course my license expires in like a week and a half now when my birthday's coming up.
Right.
So I had to pay another $30 to get that renewed.
Oh, so did you get it all renewed at that?
No, I did it online.
Oh.
So because I'm a safe driver.
Not according to this judge and this policeman.
Hitler. So we're going on an hour. So we can finish that
oh
up.
My God, we're done.
I know. Yeah. We have a bunch of shit to talk about on the next show.
Oh my God.
I want.
So this will be like 600 part one.
No, it'll be 601.
Yeah. No, I know.
The part second one. I want to say truly thank you to everyone.
How many more minutes we have?
Four.
Okay.
I've
gone ahead with your speech.
I personally believe that everyone that called about the 600th show and the wedding are my best friends.
In the whole world.
No one will ever rip you away from me.
Okay. Can you please?
No, truly, thank you for calling. It was a big surprise for me. I really enjoyed it. Roger also got me a little gift before we came onto the show.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. And I like it. And I can't wait. So, 600 shows. Will there be 600 more? You know, give or take, maybe 500.
$5.99.
But, you know, it's been 9 years. It's been a crazy ride for me.
Yeah.
A lot of emotional things have happened.
Of course.
Met a lot of new people, which is amazing.
But
so,
you know what, though? When you look back at that, like, it's all recorded.
It's a journal.
Yeah. So that's kind of awesome. Like, if you ever get, like, Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's, you could be that.
I'm in the early stages already.
You could be that old man that just sits there and plays with your little box radio.
Listens to my own voice.
Oh, I forgot to give you the cheese for the Chitterbay biscuits.
The cheese. Oh, you still have the cheese?
Yeah.
I bought the cheese. We had some Chitterbay biscuits the other day.
I know. I just saw the picture right now.
No. Cheddar fucking bay, B-A-E, biscuits.
Did you make it into a loaf bread like I told you to?
No, I scooped them out cookie size.
So they were big or small?
They're like this.
Yeah, see, no, I did the, like, I just scooped it out really big.
Girl, anyways, why didn't I take the spoon with the butter and the herbs and was just like, I was like, one for me, one for the biscuit. Oh my God, I got lightheaded.
That's your blood pressure, girl. Anyways,
we have to go. We have to go.
How much do we have?
1 minute.
All right. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for having me on. And to 600 more. That's it.
Can you sing us out?
600 more, 600 more. I don't know what else to say. Let's close the door.
Can you end it with that?
600 more.
Bye, you guys. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at foulmonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton. Or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there in
Chicago. Testing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Okay, now stop. Stop playing that. And then let's talk a little bit. Hello.
Blah, blah,
one,
blah,
two,
blah,
three.
Blah, blah. Talk, talk, talk. La, la, la. Wee.
Perfect.